Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.
Okay, first of all, Tom Cruise is not just a human being.
Okay,
I'm telling you, there's some sort of weird supernatural creature inside of him. He's not made of the same crap we're made of. I can tell you that right now.
No, he's not.
Welcome to the latest, greatest episode of What Did I Miss? Joined by my dear, sweet, sweet, sweet friends. Oh, I sound like Jack Harlow. It's Gabe and Paige, which makes me a sexy icon now, doesn't it? Paige.
Yes, it does.
Break. It was a big sports weekend, which we will get to, obviously. But the last time we hung out was our sort of way of dealing with what happened in Uvalde. And we just want to say, we got a lot of nice messages. A lot of you guys listened and were touched. And Gabe, you really, I think you really hit home sort of the fear and anger that a lot of parents feel right now. So I know that wasn't easy for you to do, to be emotional. And I will say this, I'm still mad, so that's good. That's the good news. It's been a week. I'm still angry. And if you go online and you want to do something about it, I think a lot of us feel like right now, what do we do? I mean, you can only donate so much, whatever. There are a million things you can do. Here in Texas, I have signed up to help Beto get rid of this dude. And so you can make calls, you can write letters, you can join these virtual organizations. They will actually train you in what to do. It's fantastic. You can call senators. Keep calling them, because I know a lot of their voicemails are full. Ted Cruz, I'm looking at you. But they will be unfull at some point. Some poor secretary is going to have to go in there and empty those voicemails, and we'll just fill them all back up again. So that is kind of where we are right now. And I just, you know, I know people are looking for something to do to not feel like we're just going to keep going backwards. So Gabe, did you feel like okay and sort of like you got some stuff out?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciated you letting me chime in here and there, and it did help to get a few things out. And I also heard from some people, you know, in my real life who felt similarly. And so that was good to know I wasn't crazy. I would just add to what you said and just remind people however normally involved in politics you might be, I'm not here to try to tell you which party to vote for, frankly. I'm not much of a party guy myself. Just go learn something. Beatles talking about races in Texas. That's cool. You can get smarter on races in other states, and you should hold these people accountable. Beatle talked about it a lot the other day. They work for us. Make up your mind what matters to you, and just go make people feel it. That's all. I don't actually really care what people believe. I just think people have to be a little bit more invested in our
lives. I agree with you. I think instead of yelling at each other on message boards and next door apps and what have you, the people we should be yelling at and making them do are these people that we're arguing about with each other. And so whatever side, whatever you think, whatever causes are important to you, those are the people that have the power to do anything about it. Not, you know, Fred down the street who's on the opposite side of how I feel. Like, who cares? I can yell at Fred all day. It's not going to change. Fred and I are not going to change anything. So, yeah, I will say, out of all of this, that's something that's kind of hit me a little harder, which is odd at 46, that why am I arguing with people about things? That does nothing, and that's what they want. So argue with them. Yell at them. Don't let them eat dinner privately and quietly. Remind them. And that was one of my favorite videos of last week. But that being said, it was a good spot. I don't know why I'm so itchy. Oh, it's like people are going to think I'm on drugs. I'm not on drugs.
Well,
I don't even drink coffee.
Well,
like, I'm just like, oh, shut up.
No. Well, first of all, before we move on, I do want to say publicly that I was really proud of both of you for the way that you spoke about everything last week. And it made me very proud and happy to work with both of you. So thank you.
You know, hopefully we don't have to do it again, but you know, let's not do it again. Let's not do it again.
But about your itchiness.
Yeah, I'm itchy.
You told me yesterday in a text you were stung by a scorpion. Please elaborate. I have questions, but I would like to hear the story.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. We moved to San Antonio as the Beatle family when I was in the sixth grade, which I guess, I don't know, that's 1948 or something like that. So sure. We had never seen scorpions. It's right around there. We'd never seen them. Like, I thought scorpions were like these crazy cartoon things or like in movies about ancient times. So when we first moved in this house, it was brand new and there were about 4 billion scorpions here. I'd never been stung by one. My brother got stung all the time. Dog got stung. Whatever. My mom, fine. But now, this past weekend, we went out to the country and we're playing Trivial Pursuit, drinking some wine. I had on my pajama pants, as one does. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, as I was eating my mango and tapioca dessert, I had like a stingy itch, but you know, you're in mixed company and the crotch area is not where one wants to scratch because dicey. Everyone's going to start having questions, right?
That's right.
So you're like, oh, that's not it. But then I realized it's not an itch. This is a pain. And it was poking and poking and poking. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I was like, okay, it'll go away. Then it's kept happening. And then it happened on my left leg. And I was like, oh my God. I ran to the other room and ripped off my pajama pants and a scorpion and a baby like flew out of my pants. And that's when I realized I had like welts and like stinger spots. I'd been stung like probably 7 times. And then if they were like panicking because they thought, oh my God, if you're going to have an allergic reaction, because some people have like a really bad reaction, their tongue swells or whatever. I was like, I was dying. I started to laugh eventually, but man, it took a while for it to not hurt. Like it was like, what's happening to me? It eventually just feels like a burn. It's so,
oh my God.
Same. And then I was paranoid the rest of the night because I was like, oh my God, is there one on me? Like, is there one in my thing? Is there one in my shirt? And I just couldn't relax. I was like, okay. Yeah. So no, I don't recommend it at all. Feels like a weird fire burn. So yeah, that was my weekend. How was yours?
I have a couple questions. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I was not aware of the scorpion crotch attack that happened.
Oh God.
You described in great detail the scene.
Yeah.
You're eating tapioca pudding, drinking
delicious.
Wine Mango. In pajamas outside with company?
No, inside.
Oh.
Inside. So my boyfriend's brother has a cool like ranch out in the country. Yeah. And he had just made dinner and we had the Celtics game on and we were like, it was just like a really chill, quiet, awesome night. And we were playing Trivial Pursuit. And like, yeah, I'm the only one, which I was just like, well, this is bullshit. Yeah. And after they were like mortified at first because they were worried, but I was like, no, I'm not dying. I'm just, it hurts, but it's going to stop hurting. What you're going to want to do if this happens is you're going to want to take an ice pack of some sort and place it on the bites and just let it subside on its own. And it will. Maybe take some ibuprofen, some burn ointment if you have it. It was so stupid. Who gets stung
so
7
upsetting.
Times? Like who? It's the dumbest thing. Yeah, it's like it was like upper leg. Like yeah, it's just.
And they can just like re-sting you that many times. Like it's
apparently,
just the one.
This bitch didn't right. know. I was like, I'm a Scorpio ass. You should have felt it when you stung me the first time. That we were cousins.
Okay.
We were like, Scorpions. We're in it together. But there's that, what is it, a fable about the scorpion and the turtle or some crap where he
frog.
Gets him across the river and then, frog, yeah. And then the frog's like, why'd you sting me? And he's like, I'm a scorpion. Well, there you go. Scorpions are dicks. And there's your tease for the podcast.
All right.
Anyways, more importantly, who saw Top Gun? Who saw Top Gun? I know we have to talk sports, but I know. Okay. First of all, Val Kilmer scene. Will I cry?
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you are not prepared for this show. Yeah, you'll cry. You'll cry.
How am I going to see it? Yeah, okay. I knew I would. Is it like Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher when they showed up in Star Wars together?
A little sadder, I think.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. Okay. But is it everything everyone's saying?
And then some.
Oh, my
God. It's so fun.
Look, Beetle.
Do you know who's in it? I can tell you.
Shut up, Paige. I know he hasn't aged at all, by the way. He has not aged at all. Maybe Scientology's onto something. Maybe there are things got something going on. Dude, that's not
he's
aged.
He's doing some type of like action.
Don't do it.
No, it's not Gabe. It's not slander. Like they literally have pictures of him all over the place with like 4 cast members from the original. He has not aged. Like no. at all.
They're shooting
I'm sure
him.
He's doing like treatments with like baby dolphin blood or something.
Nice. Just,
yeah.
Really can I upsetting. Drink baby dolphin blood, Steve? Yeah, no, I feel like, yeah, but I'm so happy the reviews are good. I did not expect this. I really didn't.
A buddy of mine said it well. He said, it did not have to be this good. It could have been like 50% still as good, and it still would have been everything we wanted. Here's all I'll say, Beetle. You got to go watch it, and yeah. then we'll discuss it at length. Maybe a whole episode dedicated to
it. I will see it this... Oh, that's a good call. I'll see it this week then.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, where I saw it in L.A.,
yeah,
this is not a spoiler. Tom Cruise, as Tom Cruise, came on and spoke directly to the audience before the movie even started. Not as Maverick.
Okay.
He was just like, hey, yeah. listen.
As TC?
Like, we worked really... Yeah, we worked here. Really, really hard on this movie. It was not easy to make. It was not easy to put out. And we wanted to have you see it in a theater like you are right now. We want you to enjoy it. It was important to do it this way. Thank you. Thank you, everyone who worked on it. It was like such an awesome way to set the whole thing up because it reminded us what we talked about on this podcast, which was this is the movie we're all going back to theaters for. This is it.
Yes.
And Tom Cruise understood that.
And he was 2 years delayed because of COVID? Mm-hmm. Like something like that. Like, okay. So the one shocking stat, because you know we're sports people, we love stats. Was that it's his largest open like
weekend box office? Yeah,
that shocked me. Considering he's been a part of some gigantic franchises, like wow. I think it's the second biggest Memorial Day opening, next to Pirates of the Caribbean. Shout out Johnny Depp. Like that's where it is on the, and it's only lost. It's only behind that by like 2 million, and it's not playing in China or Russia. So it's basically coming in with a huge, huge handicap. But yeah, like that's wow. How's Miles Teller? Douchey or not douchey?
Exactly what you need him to be. Perfect.
Do you want want to make out with him, but like angrily, or like what's the vibe, Paige?
No, not angrily. No. You're rooting for him. You're rooting
so
for him.
So sweet love. Sweet love. Okay.
Sweet love.
The
sweet,
one you want to make out sweet, with sweet angrily, happily, confusedly, however, is Glenn Powell.
John Hamm.
That's correct.
Oh, Glenn Powell. Yeah, okay, that's Glenn correct. Powell. By the way, I will say this. I saw Glenn Powell for the first time, and I want to say some cheesy, like Hallmarky type movie, like something stupid, right? And I remember thinking to myself, I don't know who you is, but you have the jawline of a person who should be playing like a military airline, like a pilot guy, right? And now I'm just like, oh, I don't know who his agent is, but casting, it was almost done for them. Like the jawline was the casting. You didn't even have to audition, probably.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, well, I'm going to go see it. I wanted to go see it at like a drive-in thing because, you know, I hate movie theaters so much. But I got to be honest, maybe if I go to like an early show, it
won't
be crowded.
Rent it out. And I just enjoy it. Rent it out.
That's right. I am rich. Yeah.
You're super rich. Also, it's not expensive.
So I'm so wealthy. But is it more than $400? I feel like that's just pushing it.
No, I think it's less than that.
Shut up. To rent a theater?
Yeah.
Let me get my people on that. Oh, well, then that changes the whole game.
Please don't just text me that privacy? Right now.
Paige, can you check on how much it would cost to rent the theater in San Antonio? Okay, I'm excited. I'm so happy you guys liked it. All right.
It was awesome.
All right. Okay, Top Gun, shout out. I'm so excited about that. Okay, I guess we could talk about sports.
I guess.
Celtics almost gave one away. Would have pissed off the whole world. Well, really just me and Nuka's on the block. But I'm very, 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 very... I will say that series was weird, right?
Very.
Like, it wasn't as entertaining as I wanted it to be in the long run.
I agree. I think if you look at it on paper, you would be like, oh, what a, like an exciting back and forth. But in reality, it didn't feel that way. Vibes were off.
It didn't feel like that at all. It felt like big, big runs and then maybe like a little catch up at the end. But I'm happy for the... I'm happy for the Celtics. I wanted to see a Celtics. Throw away the fact that I'm a genius gambling person, it turns out. But like, other than that, I think just from a sheer entertainment, I would rather have seen Celtics Warriors anyways. For like player matchup, whatever. Like I love Jimmy Butler and fine. But I think for the Celtics, there's just much more young talent to go up against another young talent team, but with a lot more experience. I don't know. I'm excited about it. That's all I know. Thursday, we got to wait 2 more days.
Gonna be fun.
Can I give a take on this series that ties in with Top Gun directly?
Yes.
I think, and Tom Cruise basically said this in making this movie, I think that we've gotten to a point now where technology is actually taking away from our enjoyment as human beings of things that we have always loved. And this whole series coming down to like one frame at a time, deciding if a heel of a shoe was on a line and like deciding it with that much equipment and gear and like machinery instead of just like, look at an awesome dude doing an awesome thing. So that's Tom Cruise. The other side's like Marvel and all that stuff. I prefer it the Tom Cruise way. I prefer basketball to just happen and a ref to make a call. And if we don't like the call, we yell at him and he feels bad.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the computers.
Okay, but you don't think there's a place for some of the computer work? Like when it's just egregious and could have been fixed with a simple computer?
So you don't like justice? Not?
No. If Tom Cruise can fly an F-18 50 feet off deck, I don't need to spend 4 minutes looking at a sideline. I just don't need to. Human beings are pretty good, man.
Okay, first of all, Tom Cruise is not just a human being. Okay, I'm telling you, there's some sort of weird supernatural creature inside of him. He's not made of the same crap we're made of. I can tell you that right now.
No, he's not.
Also, I was thinking about Tom Cruise this weekend, dating him and stuff, like what it would be like. Do you think Tom Cruise
hold on, slippery slope. Don't even put that
not
in
for
the
me.
Universe. Okay.
No, in general, like whoever dates him, right? Okay. Do you think he ever says, hey, hun, I was thinking maybe we like get some pizza, we watch Love Island UK tonight, and we just sit on the couch. Do you think he's ever done that, ever?
He doesn't.
Or is it always like, I have to jump out of a plane or ride a motorcycle into a mountain? Yeah. Like,
A,
just
Tom Cruise
crap.
Has never had pizza. B.
Oh, fair enough. That's fair enough.
Doesn't own a couch.
Yeah, does not have a couch. He's learned his lesson about couches. C.
Oh, that's a good call.
He doesn't have
He probably has chaise lounges. Yeah. He doesn't have couches.
They're just yoga mats on the floor so he doesn't accidentally jump up on one and start
yelling.
What if you walk into a Tom Cruise house, because he has multiple and they're beautiful. Mm. What if you walk in and it's just weird pods that you have to get into?
Yeah.
You eat.
Tracks.
Here comes another movie that Paige probably like doesn't know anything about. But you know in Zoolander when they go to Hansel's like hangout after party?
Yes.
And it's just like all these weird people smoking hookahs and like in these little rooms and they're like some of them are having orgies and some of them are doing drugs.
Obviously.
That's kind of how I picture Tom Cruise's house being. Just
God.
Like Hansel's
house.
Oh, so
like Eyes Wide Shutty? Like it's like more Eyes Wide Shut than
yeah. Yeah.
Than Jerry Maguire. I don't know. I feel like he's a recluse. Like, I feel like Tom Cruise is your classic, when he's on, like he's globally on. But when he's off and he's on his own, I feel like he has like maybe one or two people around him at any given moment.
He's
That's
just frozen.
Or he's by himself doing crazy shit. Like whatever the next crazy stunt is he's practicing.
I like the idea that he's just, he's like frozen in time. You know, like Austin Powers style. We just put him back into his freezer.
I love that.
Before the Mission Impossible.
He just climbs back in. He's like, got to get ready for tomorrow's premiere. Pod goes over and then he just plugs himself in.
Let me make another sports comparison then, because I was thinking about this over the weekend as well. I'm starting to think that Steph Curry has that same like Tom Cruise juice, where it was like, people maybe didn't see it coming necessarily a decade ago. And then he arrives and it's like, this guy's obviously it. Like he's a superstar. Why were we ever doubting him? Because he was small or something. He's clearly the guy. And now I don't see an end to Steph Curry. Like
ever.
Why would he stop doing this at this level? I don't, you know, like if they win this year, why isn't he going to run off 5 more years and win a couple more titles, right?
Probably. Yeah. No, that's because that the world did this, by the way. The world doubted the Warriors. I know that they weren't there for 2 years. But this is what happens when you talk about the other sibling for 2 years, the other sibling that's south, that's kind of shitty and also not great and does dumb things and gets like C's in school, and you just keep talking about that sibling. Meanwhile, the good sibling is up there just kind of trekking along, doing what they're supposed to be doing. Yeah, maybe we had a couple off years. We didn't win the science fair those 2 years. But guess what? We're back now, and we're going to win the goddamn science fair, and I'll see where the other sibling is, probably being arrested somewhere or smoking behind the bleachers. Who knows? I don't even know where this analogy started. I don't even know where it's ending. But I know what I mean, and I'm saying that the Warriors, if this happens, and I really feel like they are winning it all, Okay. I just think it goes on for a while.
We're homecoming king. What?
Land I started this with an analogy, Land and you went from analogy to Tom Cruise to Steph Curry to an analogy about a science fair. And now I don't know. Is Tom Cruise like the winner of the science fair?
What? I don't know.
He's the prom king.
I feel like Tom Cruise winning a science fair would be interesting.
Tom Cruise is a science fair.
It's a good call. Also, when did we doubt Tom Cruise?
People have doubted him.
What? Look, I may doubt him for what he does off screen. Like, I don't like what he does as a part of. But I don't doubt his, like, box office power or charm or movie star ability. Like, I feel like, I don't know, what, Risky Business? Like, when did we doubt him last? All the Right Stuff? What was that one? American something? What was the one where he was, like, a football player in high school?
You know this is not a question for me.
All the Right Moves? I think it's All the Right
Moves. All the Right Moves.
Yeah, and Risky Business. That was the same era.
We also had F1. It was a big car weekend, actually. I think that just sounds like an expert. Huge car weekend. Yeah, but F1 was the jewel. Monaco is on the bucket list. I've been to Monaco as a tourist, but I have never been to an F1 event, and I would like to go to an F1 event. It's the rich and the beautiful and the powerful, and it's the prettiest thing I've ever seen. I will say this. Charles Leclerc went in with a Monaco curse because that's his home race. He didn't win. He didn't podium, whatever, but he also didn't have one of his, like, scary flameouts like he's had in past Monaco races. So for me, it's like a step. It's a baby step in the right direction. But shout out Sergio Perez, Checo, not only winning, but also getting an extension today through 2024. Sha-na-na-na, Red Bull's doing it. yeah, we need to go to Monaco. The biggest fail of the weekend went to Homegirl and Homeboy from Bridgerton and Euphoria, respectively.
Oh, that was very funny.
I can't with them. I cannot. Look, people, famous people. If you're on the grid pre-race, the buy-in for that, the price you pay is that when Martin Brundle shows up with a microphone and a camera and one or two softball questions, you just simply answer those questions and move on with your lives. What you don't do is turn your back to the camera. P.S. Bridgerton's Venn diagram of audience is not the same as the F1. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you turn around, show the world your beautiful face, tell your PR guy to take a hike because he sucks and should be fired, and answer the two dumb questions that would have been probably something along the lines of, who are you excited to see and is this your first race? And then the 9-foot thing that was next to them, Jacob Elordi from Euphoria, who claims to be a big racing fan, but the internet is saying he's a fraud. And that's why he didn't want to answer any questions. Oh, yeah. Jeez. Blind item.
I mean, the reality is Martin doesn't know who either of them are anyway. So might as well answer his dumb questions. We love him.
But you should know, like, first, you didn't pay to be there, right?
Yeah.
It's part of the deal. This is a very exclusive thing that you're getting to do. It's just you and like 100 other famous people. All you have to do is be like, I'm so excited to be here, but it's my first race or it's my 9th race or meh. That's it. But when your PR person steps in and says, we're not answering any questions, bitch, this isn't like the Senate hearings. This is is this your first race kind of vibe. And then of course Patrick Dempsey is 5 feet away and lovely and wonderful and is a big racing fan and was excited to talk to Martin Brundle. So that was I felt happy for everyone in that exchange. But yeah, not a good look for Euphoria and Bridgerton young people. No. Not a good look. Gotta be honest.
Come on, youths.
Come on, youths. You're not there for nothing. You're there to be seen. So be seen. Gabe?
I want to quibble with one thing you said. You said that the Venn diagram of Bridgerton fans and F1 fans doesn't really overlap much. I fully disagree. No. I think it's all the same group of people who got really, really bored of everything else and ran out of all Netflix things to watch in the middle of COVID and then got to the bottom of the list and were like, this British show of people banging on trees or racing?
Yeah. Banging on trees is how I got into it.
Yep.
First of all, that would imply, no, it's not the same people. And also you're implying that both of those shows were just like Netflix throwaways. Bridgerton, I think the first season was one of the biggest shows Netflix has ever put out. And Drive to Survive is right there with it. So yeah, no, these are ginormous shows. But people watching Bridgerton are like horny housewives and like, you know, just young kind of people, whatever. People watching F1, like the original F1 viewers are legit racing fans, and then like the ourselves. Knees of the world. Yeah, well, exactly. Well, experts, obviously.
For example. Like
ourselves. I just think that like, and also you're not a household name, obviously, because I don't even know your name, and I know a lot of stupid celebrity crap. Simone something. But yeah, it's just, it's not a good look. You're not there for any other reason than to be seen at the hottest event of the week. Fucking Monaco Grand Prix. God, get your life together. 45 minute rain delay. I honestly thought that race was going to be 7 hours long. Luckily, I forgot there was like a time thing, but they did get it in and they got it in, whatever. And then my favorite other quote that came as a result was Max Verstappen being asked about the Indy 500, which was also this weekend. And then saying, I have no desire to risk my life.
That was an insane quote to me.
What?
Like, how is that different than you doing F1? I know they're different cars and whatnot, but...
It's not even. F1 is far faster than an Indy car.
Yeah.
So, like, theoretically, you're way more in danger on the F1 side of things, I would say. I don't want to go down some grim stat thing, because that's morbid and gross.
Seems bleak.
But, like, maybe he just said he didn't want to take a pay cut. Maybe that's what he meant.
Well, there's like the triple crown of racing is Monaco Le Mans, which I think is an endurance race, and then the Indy 500. So if you
win supposed to win all three of those?
Yeah, it's like a
thing. Wait, has anybody won all three of those?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, who's that crazy mofo?
I don't know.
Good Lord, why would you do
all
that?
We'll get back to you on
that. I would do Le Mans. Okay, we'll get back to it. We're gonna get a research department.
Crack research team.
All right, I feel like we covered. Do we? Oh, God, Champions League!
Yeah.
Oh shit! Good call.
Holy
good call.
Shit,
good
there
call.
Was a lot going on this week. Champions League. Real Madrid. Thibaut Courtois getting his moment in the sun. Well deserved. I know a lot of people fluctuate on his abilities as a goalie. Liverpool was picked by all three experts pre-game. There was a lot of controversy in that one as well, having nothing to do with the game itself, but what was going on outside pre. Apparently, Liverpool fans showed up in the tens of thousands to Paris because, duh, why wouldn't you? But not all of them had tickets, and you know. They got tear gassed and whatnot. You know, things happen, but they finally made their way into the stadium, and it was a great. I loved it. I loved every second of watching all of it. Pre-game, felt bad for Camila Cabello because that is no place for a pop concert. Those hooligan soccer fans don't want to watch a goddamn bullshit concert. No offense. And she put a lot of work into it. Her songs are catchy. There was dancing. There were beautiful, bright colors. But that ain't the place. And it's not her fault. UEFA. Get your shit together, all right? Maybe we just start calling this podcast Get Your Shit Together. But it's not just her team. UEFA shouldn't have even had, like, this shouldn't have been a thing.
Yeah.
They don't want a concert. They want to do their chants ad nauseum. Then they want to watch some soccer/football. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was fun. I also like to say, and I don't think this a lot, so that's why I'm going to say it. There are a lot of studio shows that we all are forced to endure to get to the prize that is the game itself, right? The studio show that CBS put on with Kate Abdo and Thierry Henry and Jamie something and something, something, whatever. They were great. Micah, I think, was fantastic. They had great chemistry. They also were doing that thing where we all dread where you're forced to fill for like 35 minutes and you have no idea why. They just are being told that Twitter's saying people are being tear gassed outside. They have no other information. And they did a really good job. So I like, they're a fun group. And I just wanted to say I enjoyed that as well. So many pregames suck. So that was a fun one. Shout out. I'm just doing shout outs today, guys.
This is good.
Yeah, I was bored by the whole thing. All of it. Every part of it, and including the first half.
What Dude, was I'm ch- boring listen, about
I,
it?
I got plenty of, you know, footy in my life. I'm not trying to knock European soccer.
Oh,
I like European soccer. That was a snooze fest. The 40-minute vamp session, the stupid concert, the whole first half, not a damn thing happened. And
bullshit! Liverpool was like, boom, 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 boom. And then Real Madrid had like basically no shots on goal, and they still ended up winning. That's why Thibaut Courtois was like the hero of the day.
I did like that. Getting Thibaut involved in the conversation, that always makes me feel good.
Yeah. That's always good. I know.
Stop.
I like that Will Ferrell was there. I like that. Okay, fine. Whatever. You guys are the worst. Fine. Let's take a break and come back with some other crap that Gabe does care about. Can't wait.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
We're back. What I missed.
All right. I don't know if you missed this or not. This is the most critical story of the weekend in the sports world. Listen, a Reds outfielder named Tommy Pham slapped Joc Pederson of the Giants right in the face before a game on Friday. Tommy was suspended for 3 games. Whatever, fine. The reason that Joc provided for why Tommy slapped him in the face is a disagreement, a year-old disagreement about a very technical rule violation within their fantasy football league. Joc explained it at length. It checked out to me, the listener. Yes, basically.
Really?
He alleges Tommy was upset with him for stashing a healthy player on the IR, basically giving him an extra fantasy football spot. Beetle, you know what I'm talking about. That led to some arguments, which led to some shit talk on the text thread, which led to an in-face encounter and a smack to the face. I just want to know, where do you come down with all the facts I've provided and nothing more? Where do you come down on this, right and wrong? And by the way, does anyone need an extra reason to slap Joc Pederson in the face?
I mean, it's just, it's got everything that you want out of a drama. I also want to know, like, how much money are we talking?
Apparently, they have a lot of money.
Enough that, yeah.
Like, a lot of money, like 6 figures or, like, high 5 figures? Do we know anything? Because that's just, and also, I may live my entire life and never slap another grown-ass person across the face. And so there's a part of me that respects that, like, that happened. That's like some, like, 1800s nobility behavior where you just slap someone across the face. A 3-game suspension seems a little bit much, but whatever. What do I know? I love it so much. You know what? I would slap Joc Pederson because his hair looks like shit. Like, what are we doing with that? What is that? Lettuce. By the way, it looks just like mine right now. I'm just totally being a dick. But yeah, I love it so much. Was it a healthy player? Was it like one of those loopholes that we got the last couple of years where it's like, oh, he had COVID, so he's going to put him on the IR for a day?
Yeah, Joc sort of copped to the fact that he was doing this. I think it was Jeff Wilson, a backup running back for the Niners.
Amazing.
Who had been injured, but then became healthy, but he left him there. I think Tommy didn't like it. Then Joc was like, but you're doing the same thing. And he had some other player. And then apparently, according to Tommy, I think, it actually wasn't so much about that as much as then Joc started trash talking the Padres, the team they used to both be on. He didn't like that. He was like, you can't talk about my team that way. But again, Joc Pederson, very punchable face.
Kiss and make up.
So,
damn. Yeah. He spells his name J-O-C.
I like his pearl necklace, though.
Excuse me? Yeah. That's not kind of the show we're talking about, Paige. You're disgusting.
Wow. Wow,
good
wow, wow.
Lord, Paige.
You don't know this? When he was on the Braves, he wore a pearl necklace in the playoffs.
No, I know, but every time I hear pearl necklace, I feel uncomfortable. And when you say it, feels weird. I don't like it. Moving on.
I just want to say there was a text thread this weekend among us where I crafted a text to Tommy Pham, what I would like to say to him to have him come on and give his side of the story. We did not yet reach out for comment. I hope to do that when things settle down. I only want to hear about their fantasy football team. I don't care about suspensions.
Like, literally, if I'm a network person right now, I'm giving them, the two of them, a fantasy football show, like a 30-minute a week show. Go. Do it. I'm watching that. Matthew Berry, where are you? You're
Berry,
the guy.
You're the next guy getting smacked in the face if you don't figure this out.
Let's go. Let's make it happen. What else?
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna go for the next one. I really enjoyed this. There was a fan, this must have been at the PGA, this a fan who was caught, quote unquote caught, watching Tiger Woods just swing right in front of him. Look at this photo. In the photo, every single person around Tiger has their phone out, like we do in the year of our Lord 2022. But this man was just standing there with his Michelob Ultra, just really taking it in a way that felt very nostalgic.
Why is he holding it like that? I thought he was holding a camera.
I think he's just happy to be there. It just really warmed my soul. Awesome. And even more so now that Michelob Ultra is putting him in an ad. So shout out to Mark.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
See, sometimes just enjoy the event. What are you going to do? Look at that picture later?
This is too good. This is not a podcast friendly topic, but everyone needs to go look at this video. This is beautiful.
It's so good. It's so good. He's just so happy. But I thought legit at first, I thought it was a camera.
This guy is clutching his Michelob Ultra with such delicacy.
With a smile. Joy. Like his face is just so peaceful and happy. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm in on that. Good for him. The little guy wins. Live in the now. I like it.
Good job, Mark.
Finally. Jeez.
All right, here's a quickie, Beetle. We've been having too much fun here, so I'm going to bring up some trigger names. Derek Jeter apparently is now on Twitter.
No!
Yeah. And responds to a tweet from many years ago saying, how come Derek Jeter isn't on Twitter? And then, there he is replying to that with the announcement of his own tweet. Here's my question. Does Derek Jeter employ all of the same people that Tom Brady employs or just some of them?
Yes. 1,000% yes. And if it's not the exact ones, it's like they're siblings. Yeah. It's basically a family affair of little weird young minions that are good at technology. Because let me tell you something. If you've ever talked to Derek Jeter, a nice fellow, I'm sure. Boring! Yeah! So boring. And there's no chance in all of the hells that he had a callback to 2014 in which he remembers a tweet on a social media platform that he had no part of. No chance. So, wow. That is, that's kind of a sellout move. I'm kind of disappointed. I was disappointed when he got married, not because I loved him, because I just thought how cool that he knew enough about himself to not get married. And now I'm really disappointed that he's on Twitter. It's so basic.
This is a man who famously, at least allegedly, when he was single, had the women he dated sign NDAs so they could not discuss anything that took place between them. So we're expecting like raw candor out of this guy on Twitter. Like no chance, dude.
God. You know, it's going to be the exact, it really is going to be the Tom Brady stuff.
He has all the same things to lose, all the same things to gain. Stop. I'm not falling for it.
Yeah. I don't follow either, so I'll just count on Gabe to keep us updated.
I don't love Derek Jeter, but I don't feel anything close to the way I feel about Tom Brady with Derek Jeter.
No. Oh, no. I have no bad feelings towards Derek Jeter. I just think that it's just boring. That's all. No big deal. It is what it is. What else?
J.J. Watt posted on a video on Instagram over the weekend asking if he had, quote, any ground to stand on. Background, Zach Ertz said he's going to bring donuts, asked what JJ likes. JJ says strawberry and maple glaze. Zach brings donuts, but none of those flavors. So can JJ be upset with his teammate who brought him free donuts, but not the flavor he requested? Feels like a real question to debate.
First of all, strawberry donuts, that's gross. Let's just
strong disagree.
That's the right answer.
Strong disagree.
Disgusting.
No.
Disgusting. Are you talking about strawberry donuts with strawberry in it or strawberry donuts with that shitty pink strawberry?
I believe like the shitty pink topping. Yeah.
No. And I'm a person who loves shitty icing. That ain't it. That's not what donuts are made for. Donuts, and this might be an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. Donuts are meant to be kept somewhat simple. Okay? All this bullshit where we're mixing a bunch of bacon and childhood dreams flavored or whatever the hell we're doing. No, it needs to be glazed, powdered, or chocolate. You want to throw some sprinkles on? I'll give you some sprinkles.
Preach.
You start putting things inside of donuts, you need to get the hell off my property is what you need to do because that's disgusting.
Stand your ground.
All right? Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need any surprises in my donuts, okay?
So I will get asshole. If you order a Boston cream, you know what's in there.
No, it's disgusting. I don't want that. I don't need like squirt of ugh in the middle. No, don't. Besides, maple glaze, I'll give him. But now let me ask you this. My only follow up is: did Zach Ertz ask? Does anybody have any requests, or did he just say, "I'm going to bring donuts"?
I believe Zach specifically asked. Like, what do you like? I'm bringing free donuts tomorrow.
Yeah, then you know what? I hate to say it, Gabe. JJ's got a point. Why ask if you're not going to do it? Because maybe they didn't have strawberry because it's gross and nobody wants those. But maple glaze they had. That's just a basic donut flavor. Should have had it.
I would like to cancel the request to get Tommy Pham on the show. That is not the biggest controversy going.
Well, let's hurry up and cancel that before he gets
Sorry, Tommy,
here.
You missed your chance. I want Ertz on the phone. I know we have a way to get in touch with him. I don't think we can get J.J. Watt. This is not a beach that he can wander shirtless. But we can get Ertz. And I hate
sure
to
can.
Say it, but I think I am with J.J. Watt on this.
If, wow.
Yeah. I don't.
This is a turn for both of us.
But your take on strawberry frosted is insane. And if you know anything about the only donut shop that matters, Dunkin' Donuts, the strawberry
That's
frosted
stupid.
Is delicious.
You know what you sound like?
It's
an
not even
East
called
Coast
Dunkin'
elite.
Donuts anymore, by the way. It's literally just Dunkin'. That's how much
yeah,
they've abandoned
literally called
their core.
It's called Masshole okay. Donut Shop. Hey, okay. Have a nice day.
Right. By the way. Have a good show. It was nice being on with you. I'm done. I can't do any more of this. If we're going to start taking shots at Dunkin' fucking Donuts, I draw my line there. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just very particular about donuts. I don't like them all. But when I like them,
I
like them. And I make sweet love to them when I like them.
Too much.
Taking a break?
Take a break. Take a break. Come back.
Okay, my bad. I did not mean to go too far.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
Which little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
All right, Paige, we're back. End it for us. What are we doing last, Paige? Paige. She's the only sane one here.
Thank you, yes. First, I just want to point out that someone did send a text letting me know that I shouldn't feel bad about Top Gun and Donnie Wahlberg. I'm normal for our age, and don't let them young shame you ever again. Thank you, caller. I appreciate you. But that's
you know
not
what, caller? You shouldn't be proud of how stupid you are just because you're young. That's yeah. not
that's
an excuse.
Right.
What'd you do?
Look, I'm young and dumb.
Hey, caller, did you tell her that on Snapchat?
Did you TikTok it to
yeah,
her?
How'd you get it? How'd you get that message? Did you Slack
yes.
it? Were you in the Slack channel?
Did you
More.
Slack it?
Maybe, More. Maybe you went on a Discord and told her that way.
Oh, I thought it was called Discreet of something else.
Oh, my God.
What the hell it's called.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I have a would you rather
Ooh,
to end on. In. Here we go. It's disturbing, and I'm sorry.
It's
Would you rather have a cat with a human face or a dog with human hands?
First of all, and I speak for all the perverts out there.
No.
We can't be giving human hands to dogs.
The peanut butter industry is very opposed to dog hands.
Okay, please chime in. Let us know what you would like to have. By the way, no one's going to answer dog with human hands because we're going to know what's up. You can't even answer
oh
that
Oh, my
now.
God.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Oh, my God. I was not ready for that.
You didn't have to do that, Beetle. We could have just talked about, like, it'd be cool to have a catch with your dog or something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It'd be easier.
I'm sorry. My-
yeah, he could go get you a beer from the fridge. Just normal stuff, Beetle.
That's true. But it's a dog. He'll eat or drink whatever it is you send him to go get. So it's never going to work that way. It can't. Yeah. But you could hold hands with your dog. Take
right.
a walk. That's cool. No,
yeah, but,
I'm looking at my dog right now. That's creepy.
But like, dogs get into stuff already, and yeah. they don't have opposable thumbs. And if we're giving them hands, they're just going to be opening everything.
Exactly.
You know?
Page is back
so
on. And by the way, cats with human faces, they're already creepy little animals
disturbing.
Anyways. Let's just go full creep.
Yeah.
I actually do want to hear from people on this because somebody's going to defend dogs with hands. I just know it. It's just an indefensible stance, but somebody will have it. 631-397-0403.
Goodbye. I guess.
Bye.